Hello?
Hi, is Thomas there?
Speaking.
Hey, what's up, Thomas? How are you? My name is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
Know what
What's
that?
that exactly?
It's a radio show.
Oh man, I think you got the wrong number. I never signed up for any radio
No,
thing at all.
I know. Well, I know you didn't sign up, but I don't think I have the wrong number. Did you go out on a date with a girl named Olivia to the park a little while ago?
Maybe.
Okay. I'm gonna take that as a yes because if you didn't, you could have probably said no to that question pretty easily. Well, Olivia actually emailed us to get a hold of you.
All right. What does that have to do with me?
She wants to know why you're not calling her back.
Are you kidding me?
No. It's a segment we do on our show called The Second Date Update. Olivia said that she had a great time with you at the park and was totally expecting on going out again, but you haven't been answering any of her phone calls and kind of been ignoring her, so she wants to know why.
Well, I'd rather not say. I mean, especially not on a radio show.
So you do have like one reason?
It's complicated.
When isn't it? I mean, that's what dating is, right?
Can you give us anything to go on? She really wants to know it. All we're going to do is get the answer from you and then report back to her.
No, man. I mean, just, well, okay, well, you can just tell her that we didn't really hit it off, and sometimes, you know, you figure that out early on, and that's all it was.
From her description of what you guys did, it sounds like you had a great time.
No, she's a fun girl. She's really attractive, great sense of humor. That's something I think is really important. Honestly, I think she's really cool. It's not going to happen. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
is there anything that I can tell her? Any reason why it's not going to happen, other than just you don't want to?
Well, I mean,
even if it's complicated, because she feels like she's been left hanging. She just wants to know why.
And can you imagine hearing that? Like, oh, I'm attractive, I'm fun, I'm funny. So the problem is what?
Okay, I met someone.
Wait,
what? You met somebody?
I met someone.
Oh. Okay. All right, that's pretty straightforward. You found somebody else that you like more.
Yeah, actually, as it turns out, I met somebody the very same day at the time that I was with her at the park.
What? Whoa. How?
I did not plan on that. It just happened that way.
Whoa. But how?
So you're out on a date with her, and then you're, like, hitting up other girls?
No. Like I said, I didn't plan on this at all. I wasn't hitting on anybody when this took place. This was not me going after someone.
Okay, so somebody came up to you.
Sort of.
Was it, like, after your date was over, and you were going to your car? Like, I just don't understand how that could happen when you were with her on your date the whole time.
Well, there was a time where the two of us separated for a short time.
Okay.
Okay.
She suggested we play hide and seek.
Yeah.
And that's,
I thought that was fun.
Is that when you met somebody?
Yes.
Wait,
I met somebody else while I was hiding.
You were hiding in a park and you met another woman. So
weird.
No, not exactly like that. And I was actually hiding in the men's room at the time.
Oh.
Whoa,
well, that changes the story a little bit, doesn't it?
So you,
I mean, that's cool, too.
Wait.
You met another woman or a man?
I met somebody that came into the men's room, put it that way.
Okay.
That doesn't spell it out.
Okay, I'll so. Accept that as an answer.
I don't think anyone's going to argue that one.
So are you gay?
I don't really go by that kind of a label. I just, you know, I go either way, you could say, or I dabble in both flavors.
Okay.
Holy sh!
You follow your heart wherever it takes you.
You went to hide in the men's bathroom, and you ended up meeting a dude.
Yes.
Whoa.
I'm gonna say right now, if you would have texted her back or explained that to her, I am pretty sure any woman with that excuse is gonna be like, "All right,
well, have fun."
Or they'd be like, "Wow, he's making up that big of a lie."
Am I that unattractive?
Yeah. Is that why you didn't say anything to her? Do you think she's not going to believe that?
No, I just think that it comes off really... I didn't want to come off like I was hitting somebody else up.
Yeah.
The way it went down, I was hiding in the men's bathroom. I was in a stall. I actually didn't lock the stall or whatever, and the guy opened it up. He's like, "Whoa." And I was like, "Hey." And I just went right into an explanation.
Jeez.
I said, I'm playing hide and seek. And he said, "What?" And I was like, "I know, it sounds weird and stuff." And then he started laughing a lot. And I was trying to play myself. And I don't know, we just had like instant chemistry. And he's really cute. And
so wait, did you?
I got his number. And that's where we've been seeing each other.
Wow.
The men's bathroom is so much. more exciting than any bathroom I've ever been in.
It happens.
Was he still in there when she went in and found you in the bathroom stall?
No, he had left like a minute before she came into the bathroom, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, that would have been awkward for your two dates to run into each other in the men's restroom.
It was absolutely the most unique and just craziest way I've ever met somebody, but it just happened naturally, and it felt very romantic.
Okay, is it weird?
You crouched on top of a bathroom toilet in the men's room, meeting another guy, and it just sounds so romantic.
But
there,
I love
Thomas.
It. I mean, I think it's such an awesome story.
I think it's not the most romantic places to meet somebody, but it sparks flew, and, you know, you can't deny it.
Oh my gosh.
All right. I bet I know somebody who's going to be even more shocked about this story than us. She's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.